Jeremiah chapter 35. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord in the days of King Jehoiakim, son of Josiah of Judah. Go to the house of the Rechabites, and speak with them, and bring them to the house of the Lord into one of the chambers. Then offer them wine to drink. So I took Jaazaniah, son of Jeremiah, son of Habazaniah, and his brothers, and all his sons, and the whole house of the Rechabites. I brought them to the house of the Lord into the chamber of the sons of Hanan, son of Igdaliah, the man of God, which was near the chamber of the officials, above the chamber of Maaseiah, son of Shallum, keeper of the threshold. Then I set before the Rechabites pitchers full of wine and cups. I said to them, Have some wine. But they answered, We will drink no wine, for our ancestor Jonadab, son of Rechab, commanded us, You shall never drink wine, neither you nor your children, nor shall you ever build a house or sow seed, nor shall you plant a vineyard, or even own one. But you shall live in tents all your days, that you may live many days in the land where you reside. We have obeyed the charge of our ancestor Jonadab, son of Rechab, in all that he commanded us, to drink no wine all our days, ourselves, our wives, our sons, or our daughters, and not to build houses to live in. We have no vineyard or field or seed, but we have lived in tents, and have obeyed and done all that our ancestor Jonadab commanded us. But when King Nebuchadrezzar of Babylon came up against the land, we said, Come, and let us go to Jerusalem for fear of the army of the Chaldeans and the army of the Arameans. That is why we are living in Jerusalem. Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Go and say to the people of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, Can you not learn a lesson and obey my words, says the Lord? The command has been carried out that Jonadab son of Rechab gave to his descendants to drink no wine, and they drink none to this day, for they have obeyed their ancestors' command. But I myself have spoken to you persistently, and you have not obeyed me. I have sent to you all my servants the prophets, sending them persistently, saying, Turn now every one of you from your evil way, and amend your doings, and do not go after other gods to serve them, and then you shall live in the land that I gave to you and your ancestors. But you did not incline your ear or obey me. The descendants of Jonadab, son of Rechab, have carried out the command that their ancestor gave them, but this people has not obeyed me. Therefore thus says the Lord, the God of hosts, the God of Israel, I am going to bring on Judah and on all the inhabitants of Jerusalem every disaster that I have pronounced against them. Because I have spoken to them, and they have not listened, I have called to them, and they have not answered. But to the house of the Rechabites, Jeremiah said, Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Because you have obeyed the command of your ancestor Jonadab, and kept all his precepts, and done all that he commanded you, therefore thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Jonadab son of Rechab shall not lack a descendant to stand before me for all time. Jeremiah chapter 36. In the fourth year of King Jehoiakim, son of Josiah of Judah, this word came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Take a scroll, and write on it all the words that I have spoken to you against Israel and Judah and all the nations, from the day I spoke to you, from the days of Josiah, until today. It may be that when the house of Judah hears of all the disasters that I intend to do to them, all of them may turn from their evil ways, so that I may forgive their iniquity and their sin. Then Jeremiah called Baruch, son of Neriah, and Baruch wrote on a scroll at Jeremiah's dictation all the words of the Lord that he had spoken to him. And Jeremiah ordered Baruch, saying, I am prevented from entering the house of the Lord, so you go yourself, and on a fast day in the hearing of the people in the Lord's house, you shall read the words of the Lord from the scroll that you have written at my dictation. You shall read them also in the hearing of all the people of Judah who come up from their towns. It may be that their plea will come before the Lord, and that all of them will turn from their evil ways. For great is the anger and wrath that the Lord has pronounced against this people. And Baruch, son of Neriah, did all that the prophet Jeremiah ordered him about reading from the scroll the words of the Lord in the Lord's house. In the 5th year of King Jehoiakim, son of Josiah of Judah, in the 9th month, all the people in Jerusalem, and all the people who came from the towns of Judah to Jerusalem, proclaimed a fast before the Lord. Then in the hearing of all the people, Baruch read the words of Jeremiah from the scroll, in the house of the Lord, in the chamber of Gemariah, son of Shaphan, the secretary, which was in the upper court, at the entry of the new gate of the Lord's house. When Micaiah, son of Gemariah, son of Shaphan, heard all the words of the Lord from the scroll, he went down to the king's house, into the secretary's chamber, and all the officials were sitting there. Elishama the secretary, Deliah, son of Shemaiah, Elnathan, son of Achbor, Gemariah, son of Shaphan, Zedekiah, son of Hananiah, and all the officials. And Micaiah told them all the words that he had heard, when Baruch read the scroll in the hearing of the people. Then all the officials sent Jehudai, son of Nethaniah, son of Shelemiah, son of Cushai, to say to Baruch, "Bring the scroll that you read in the hearing of the people, and come." So Baruch, son of Neriah, took the scroll in his hand and came to them. And they said to him, "Sit down and read it to us." So Baruch read it to them. When they heard all the words, they turned to one another in alarm and said to Baruch, "We certainly must report all these words to the king." Then they questioned Baruch, "Tell us now, how did you write all these words? Was it at his dictation?" Baruch answered them, "He dictated all these words to me, and I wrote them with ink on the scroll." Then the official said to Baruch, "Go and hide, you and Jeremiah, and let no one know where you are." Leaving the scroll in the chamber of Elishama the secretary, they went to the court of the king, and they reported all the words to the king. Then the king sent Jehudai to get the scroll, and he took it from the chamber of Elishama the secretary, and Jehudai read it to the king and all the officials who stood beside the king. Now the king was sitting in his winter apartment, it was the 9th month, and there was a fire burning in the brazier before him. As Jehudai read 3 or 4 columns, the king would cut them off with a penknife and throw them into the fire in the brazier until the entire scroll was consumed in the fire that was in the brazier. Yet neither the king nor any of his servants who heard all these words was alarmed, nor did they tear their garments. Even when Elnathan and Deliah and Gemariah urged the king not to burn the scroll, he would not listen to them. And the king commanded Jeremiel, the king's son, and Seraiah, son of Azrael, and Shelemiah, son of Abdeel, to arrest the secretary Baruch and the prophet Jeremiah. But the Lord hid them. Now after the king had burned the scroll with the words that Baruch wrote at Jeremiah's dictation, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, "Take another scroll, and write on it all the former words that were in the first scroll, which King Jehoiakim of Judah has burned. And concerning King Jehoiakim of Judah you shall say, 'Thus says the Lord, you have dared to burn this scroll, saying, Why have you written in it that the king of Babylon will certainly come and destroy this land, and will cut off from it human beings and animals?' Therefore thus says the Lord concerning King Jehoiakim of Judah, He shall have no one to sit upon the throne of David, and his dead body shall be cast out to the heat by day and the frost by night. And I will punish him and his offspring and his servants for their iniquity. I will bring on them, and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and on the people of Judah, all the disasters with which I have threatened them, but they would not listen." Then Jeremiah took another scroll and gave it to the secretary Baruch, son of Neriah, who wrote on it at Jeremiah's dictation all the words of the scroll that King Jehoiakim of Judah had burned in the fire, and many similar words were added to them. Jeremiah chapter 37. Zedekiah son of Josiah, whom King Nebuchadrezzar of Babylon made king in the land of Judah, succeeded Coniah son of Jehoiakim. But neither he nor his servants nor the people of the land listened to the words of the Lord that he spoke through the prophet Jeremiah. King Zedekiah sent Jehukal son of Shelemiah and the priest Zephaniah son of Maaseiah to the prophet Jeremiah, saying, "Please pray for us to the Lord our God." Now Jeremiah was still going in and out among the people, for he had not yet been put in prison. Meanwhile, the army of Pharaoh had come out of Egypt, and when the Chaldeans who were besieging Jerusalem heard news of them, they withdrew from Jerusalem. Then the word of the Lord came to the prophet Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, God of Israel, this is what the two of you shall say to the king of Judah, who sent you to me to inquire of me. Pharaoh's army, which set out to help you, is going to return to its own land, to Egypt. And the Chaldeans shall return and fight against this city. They shall take it and burn it with fire. Thus says the Lord, do not deceive yourselves, saying, the Chaldeans will surely go away from us, for they will not go away. Even if you defeated the whole army of Chaldeans who are fighting against you, and there remained of them only wounded men in their tents, they would rise up and burn this city with fire. Now when the Chaldean army had withdrawn from Jerusalem at the approach of Pharaoh's army, Jeremiah set out from Jerusalem to go to the land of Benjamin to receive his share of property among the people there. When he reached the Benjamin gate, a sentinel there named Arijah, son of Shelemiah, son of Hananiah, arrested the prophet Jeremiah, saying, you are deserting to the Chaldeans. And Jeremiah said, that is a lie. I am not deserting to the Chaldeans. But Arijah would not listen to him, and arrested Jeremiah and brought him to the officials. The officials were enraged at Jeremiah, and they beat him and imprisoned him in the house of the secretary Jonathan, for it had been made a prison. Thus Jeremiah was put in the cistern house in the cells and remained there many days. Then King Zedekiah sent for him and received him. The king questioned him secretly in his house and said, is there any word from the Lord? Jeremiah said, there is. Then he said, you shall be handed over to the king of Babylon. Jeremiah also said to King Zedekiah, what wrong have I done to you or your servants or this people that you have put me in prison? Where are your prophets who prophesied to you, saying, the king of Babylon will not come against you and against this land? Now please hear me, my lord king. Be good enough to listen to my plea, and do not send me back to the house of the secretary Jonathan to die there. So King Zedekiah gave orders, and they committed Jeremiah to the court of the guard, and a loaf of bread was given him daily from the baker's street, until all the bread of the city was gone. So Jeremiah remained in the court of the guard.